Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day three of our potato recipes brings us to my potato, bacon, and leek bisque. Now remember, for anything to actually be considered a bisque, it needs to have one of each of the following, or one of the following at least in it. That might be pushing it, but still. As a chef, I like to be very, very creative, and that's exactly what I want you guys to do as well, is get inspired to get out and create some really amazing food and see how easy it really is. But it has to have either a potato, a pork product, or some kind of a cream. So a cream soup does not qualify as a bisque. Realistically, it's supposed to be potato, a pork, and a cream, and that qualifies something actually as a bisque that's all blended up together. So what we're going to need for this recipe is 2 waxy red potatoes, and we're going to dice these small, and I want them to be uniform. So it's very important that when we're doing anything, we try to make everything the exact same size. That shows good knife skills and discipline in the kitchen. What we're going to need next is 2 cups of cream, 2 cups of beef stock, and this is going to go right into your pot. Once that's in your pot, then we're going to go ahead and add in our potatoes. We're going to bring that up to a very, very light simmer. I'm also going to add in there 1 onion that we're going to dice small, 1 carrot diced small, 1 celery stalk that's going to be diced small. We're also going to add in there 1 cup of Parmesan cheese, 2 tablespoons of xanthan gum. If you do not have xanthan gum, you can add in there a slurry, which is cornstarch and room temperature water. And we only need about a tablespoon to go in there. We need that in there because it's going to thicken up our flavors here, and it's going to thicken up this soup. It's very, very important that we have some kind of a thickening agent in there. Now, ideally, you would use just the potato itself as a thickener, which you can do if you want to go ahead and pulse this through with your blender. That's totally okay. But I always think it's good to have a little bit of body to everything that we eat. So it's very important that we have some of the potato chunks in there as well. And what we're going to do for garnish is some crispy bacon. And I always prefer doing crispy bacon, dicing it very small, putting it into a pan on a very low heat and rendering that fat out there. That's the best way to get the crispiest bacon you can ever have. And we're also going to take that excess fat that comes off the bacon, and we're going to fry up some nice, the tips of the leeks. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to put those on for our garnish. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, please follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.